Montpellier Beauty on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So it's time once again to be joined by our skin guru. I have Judy Robson from Montpellier Beauty here. Hello, Judy.
Hi, Beth.
We're talking today about glowing, which is a phrase often thrown around in skincare, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. What does it actually mean?
Yeah, people go, oh, you've got a lovely glow.
Which is a lovely thing to say about somebody, isn't it?
Yeah, but you're not literally exuding light, are you?
It's like an aura around you.
Yeah.
It is, as you say, it's very much that time of the year, and post-winter skin looking very dull and tired and flaky and bumpy, large pores, you know, and it's just that time of the year, and you pick up every magazine and everyone's talking about glowing skin, and you think, well, how do we achieve that, and actually what is a glowing skin? The way I sort of analyse a glowing skin is really it's a healthy skin. And the idea about how to get it is really what I think we should talk about today. I mean, there's lots of different things we can do, but
I think people often associate that with going on holiday, don't they? You come back with a glow, but that's
glow,
not
really
accurate.
No, that's not always a healthy glow anyway, because it's with a tan, which obviously is another subject for a whole whole new show. Generally speaking, if we sort of go back to, you know, the layers of our skin, and the top layer of our skin is our dead cells. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, we lose about 30,000 of those cells a minute.
What?
Which is not quite a nice thought, is
30,
it? No.
And
this is a sort of a natural process. So we leave bits of our cells everywhere, really, which isn't very nice.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Lovely. This studio must be really nice.
Well, that's it. Dust is mainly made up of skin. Mm. We won't.
We won't dwell on that one too much, no.
So if we improve, there's a lot of dead cells on our surface, and that can lead to this sort of dull appearance. So it's quite simple, really, that if you are getting rid of these dead cells more efficiently, then you will get this glow. And if you improve the texture of the skin, it accurately reflects light. And that actually gives the effect of a glow.
Ah.
So that's really how I...
So there is a bit of science
absolutely.
Behind the word
yes,
glow.
The luminosity, the glowing, all that type of thing, a bit of vitality about your skin. Yes, it's all to do with just getting rid of those dead cells. And as I say, it's estimated that we lose that many. But of course, as we age, this process slows down, as does everything else. Mm-hmm. And so you get this build-up of dead skin, and this is what results in, you know, a sort of dull, lacklustre appearance.
So what do we do to get rid of the dull and improve the glow?
Indeed, that's right. And how do we achieve it without looking all glossy and oily, which is not another good look either. So I thought what we'd chat about this evening is really of what I sort of my two unsung heroes of skincare, which is HAA, better known as alpha hydroxyl acid, and BHA, beta hydroxyl acid. I don't let the names make you nervous. I think.
Well, you recently transformed me, didn't you, Judy? Because I had some spots on my skin, and you gave me something called salicylic acid.
Yes,
and at first, I thought, Judy, I don't want to put acid on my face.
No, it does sound a bit drastic, doesn't
but
it?
But it's done wonders.
Yes. Well,
so
I'm
actually, acid on your face is not too bad.
In the right formulation for the right things, and I think this is the thing that it's. There's a lot of names of things out there, products, and it is quite confusing, as we've talked many times, and quite scary when you hear the words acids. Mm. But I think there may be a few people listening out there that have done, you know, chemistry A level, and they'll know all about the acid mantle and all the, you know, everything has an alkaline or an acid base to it. And if we think of our skin, the sort of the scale that we use, the pH of the skin, if we say we go back to our school days, is 7.
And middle ground.
That's right. And the pH and a pH ranges from 1 to 14. So, and it's very important to keep that acid mantle correct in your skin when you're using all sorts of products, because if you don't, it can lead to sensitivity. And so, again, that's quite a big subject on its own. But really what we're looking at is these two products, HAA and BHA, which are really chemical exfoliators, and they can be used as cleansers, leave-on treatments or peels, and they come in different percentages. So some you can buy over the counter, some with a higher percentage we would use in salon and should be administered by, you know, somebody that's qualified to do them. But if I... I think it might be quite interesting just for you to have a little bit of breakdown of what they actually
okay,
are.
Okay, go yeah. on.
So AHA is derived from natural substances. The most popular one that we hear of is glycolic, which you might have heard of.
That's all about the spring in the skin, isn't it?
It's sort of, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yes, yes. It derives from sugarcane. You can also get lactic HA, which is from sour milk, but we don't tend to put that on our face. But you do, you know, you will hear of products that contain lactic acid in skincare. And BHA is derived from willow tree. The BHA is known as salicylic acid. So just to fine tune that, HAA, if we just talk about glycolic, and BHA is salicylic.
Okay. And BHA, salicylic, was the one that helps the
That's
spots.
Right. That's yeah. right. And they are both hydroxyl acids, but they work in different ways and should be used for different skin problems. And that's the important thing. I can't stress enough. You can use both products if you're dealing with a multitude of issues, but they should be used at different times. You know, maybe use one at night, one in the morning. So the general rule of thumb is that HAAs are great for reducing fine lines, wrinkles, they improve collagen production, as indeed salicylic do, but they differ in their chemical structures. So it is important, as I said, that they use the right one. Mm-hmm. Salicylic is more oil soluble. I say it's all to do with their chemical structure. So I don't want to get too chemical involved in this, but the beauty of salicylic is that it is much more oil soluble, so it penetrates the skin pores. So it also helps to slow down the production of sebum. So it is great for acne problems. And it also, as I say, just helps as well as, you know, the resurfacing the dead skin cells. So long-term use is not an issue as long as you're using it correctly. It doesn't make your skin super sensitive, but it is all just using the right products, using them at the right time. And this is why I advocate to anybody that is thinking of introducing any product like that into their skincare, to just come and have a chat with me.
Yeah, it's a quick chat, a quick look at the skin, and you can diagnose. You know, I don't know if diagnose is the right word, but assess people on a case by case basis.
Yes, that's right. And to introduce these treatments, they are very much, as I say, the unsung heroes. They're fantastic treatments, but they need to be used correctly. People will get very, very good results and get the glow.
Yeah, you get that glow. So Montpellier Beauty, if people don't know where you are. If you go to Betty's, everyone knows where Betty's, down Montpellier Hill where Slug and Lettuce is, around the corner. Above and Hair. So you're right in the middle, very easy to find.
Yes, easy parking.
How can people have a chat to you or get in touch?
Well, the best way is, I always say to people first, look at my website, because everything's on there, and it's a good point of contact. It's montpellierbeautytherapy.com, and they can visit my webpage, Montpellier Beauty Therapy, or ring the And Hair Salon, and just I get put through from there.
Okay. Judy, thank you very, very much, and best of luck with everyone out there who's trying to get that glow.
Absolutely.
Montpellier Beauty on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.